Joining me now as we continue bringing out some of the stories from the Morrill and Cottonwood fires, I've got on the phone with me Sarah Cover. Sarah, you've been with the Van Newkirk Herford's ranch there, and I understand this is kind of weird on the timing of this, but you're getting ready to move some stock up north near Ashby. But the Morrill fire is this will go down as probably the biggest fire in Nebraska history of wildfires happening. And you've been in the midst of this. What's this been like the last few days to go through this?
It's surreal. You can't even put it into words how overwhelming everything is. The size, the smoke, the experience, the emotions, but also the community rallying together, the amount of food. We talk about overwhelming, the amount of food and drinks that are at the fire hall. Like, anybody that's been in there is, just the giving has been overwhelming. It's just been an experience of a lifetime, from the level of sadness and devastation to the amount of generosity.
And I'm sure you know, have been in contact with a lot of people that you deal with on a daily or weekly basis that have been directly impacted and lost, if not structures, livestock and other animals due to this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was so fast. You know, I talked to a rancher that was clear on the west end, the front end of it, and they had a hired man who, I mean, they looked up and it was coming through the yard. The wife ran in the house and sat in the shower, and luckily they had a stucco house and it just burned right around and kept going because the wind was going 60 miles an hour. It's just the stories are, there's multiple of them, and they're just unbelievable.
That itself, what you just mentioned, is a pretty incredible story. You haven't been directly, has Oshkosh been spared this and the land directly around Oshkosh, or has it pretty much come close to Oshkosh and affecting the land in that area?
Yeah, and I don't know how many people know, but on Thursday night, the wind shifted. So it was headed east for most of Thursday. I mean, just moving right along. And then Thursday night, you know, I got my kids in bed. My sister-in-law got her kids in bed, and I hop and get out of the shower. And as soon as I got out of the shower, I could smell smoke in the house.
Mm.
You could smell it in the house. And the wind had shifted from headed east to, and it turned south. So, but that fire line on the south side was still active. So then it turned south and you've got, man, 15, 20 miles or more of an active fire wide now that it shifted south. And so they did call for an evacuation of Oshkosh. Luckily, the way the town's set up, we have pivots all on the north edge. So mm-hmm. Everybody started up their pivots and the firefighters were able to get it kind of slowed down. So the wind had shifted before it even got very close to town. But there were a handful of houses that it burnt right up to them.
Well, I can't imagine what that'd be like. I'm sure at that moment your thoughts are racing. I got to get the heck out of Dodge, right? And then you got kids to take care of too. So there's probably a million thoughts grabbing your attention, huh?
Yeah. Well, trying to stay calm when you're pulling your kids out of bed and taking them because you don't want to scare them is just, it's really hard. So, and you're kind of going through your house of what do I want to see tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is you spend most of your time in the office, but then pictures and you, I think everybody thinks in their mind, like, this is my plan if I need to get stuff out of the house for a fire. But when it really comes to it, you're like, oh, but I need this and this. And so it's just a very emotional, dramatic moment, that's for sure.
We're hearing reports that they're starting to get part of the fire contained. I think we heard 18% this morning. So it's going in the right direction. I know the winds are expected to whip up again today, but hopefully all right. Do you feel like you've turned a corner on it and that they're starting to get a containment on it?
Yeah, I think we feel like definitely progress. And I'm sure it's just relative to what it was before, is it just was so big that even all the grass rigs from all the neighbors and all the ranches, there were just parts of the fire that nobody even saw or knew. You know, it was just, they just kept trying to catch up to it because it just got so big so fast. So I think that it's burned back into itself so many times with the wind changing at this point that we do feel a little bit better about where it's at now.
All right. Well, part of the reason why I called you was to talk about this Sandhills Ranchers Relief Fund that has been created through the Kearney Foundation, and it's a great thing. I know there's other funds too, which we're going to highlight, but this talk about this one specifically, how this came about.
Yeah. So a close friend of mine, the Ferrix family from Baird, called Saturday morning, like, we should get something together. We need to have a nonprofit. So it's truly just a handful of families here in Western Nebraska that have built this thing. And luckily with the Kearney Foundation, I don't know who all, if you've all worked with them, but they are an umbrella that we could just utilize their nonprofit setup. And so we didn't even have a conversation with them till Monday morning, and we were live by Monday afternoon. So I guess I would just tell the listeners is if you want to feel really confident about where you're giving, that it's truly a group of family ranchers that are doing this to give back to our neighbors, that's the whole goal. So, and the name is, yeah, it's Sandhills Rancher Relief, but we set it up so that we could help everyone. So like our sheriff in Oshkosh, him and his wife and their two young girls lost their house. So we made this fund really broad so we could support them. We could support our firefighters because they've got broken windshields and all of this stuff from the last 4 days. And then also, like, the primary reason we did this was to help the ranchers who lost, you know, stack yards and summer grass and are really just going to be in a bind with their cows here the next 60 days, and then the summer. So that's our goal with this fund, is just to be able to help the community. But the way we're dispersing it is we have a selected member of each community involved, you know, Arthur, Ashby, Hyannis, Bridgeport, Oshkosh, that's going to help disperse the funds. So what I feel comfortable about is it's not going to leave Western Nebraska, and they can feel good about that.
Yeah, this is for people affected by the Morrill fire, and they can donate, of course, the old-fashioned way by mail. I see P.O. Box 291 in Oshkosh, and the zip code is 69154. Where would they go online if they want to make a donation online?
Yeah, we have a link set up under the Kearney Foundation. Let me look for that. But I think that there are many options. Honestly, Facebook may be the best option to find the link. But Kearney Foundation online does have our link as well.
Okay, I see a kearneyfoundation.org. Is that what we're looking for online then?
Yes. Let me find that for you really quick.
Okay. Yeah, and
so it would be, it's kearneyfoundation.fcsuite.
Okay.
Yes.
And we will have a link because I've actually, I did get that in one of my releases, so we'll have a link for folks.
We can be able to share that on your social media as well.
Yeah, and we'll get that up there because I'm sure most people are going to choose to donate that way. That's the easiest way to do it too. And I'm assuming then this all the proceeds collected will go directly to benefit people impacted by the Morrill fire then?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And it's just great that this came about really quickly. As you said, you got in touch with them to run under their auspice, nonprofit auspice, and you said you got in touch yesterday morning, and by the afternoon it was all set up, ready to go, and that's wonderful that they made it happen.
Oh man, we owe Kearney Area Community Foundation a huge thank you, because they said that they never got one put together this fast for the operations of the business. You know, they've been in there 30 years. So they really pulled together to help us do this, and we're so appreciative of that.
For hay donations, I'm seeing here on the Western Ag Reporter site, too, that they can contact Sarah Paisley. And her number is 308-772-3311. And is there any other contacts or information you'd like to relay to our listeners?
So we have a couple. So Sarah is with Extension, and she is actually managing the producers that are looking for hay. I actually have Paul Cleveland, which his number is 308-726-5652. He will be the contact for hay wanting to be donated. So any incoming hay will go to Paul, and then Sarah's working together a list of producers that are needing hay. And then we are getting set up with Jason Christensen, who is the owner of Krusty's Feed in Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be the point of contact for any fencing supplies that want to be donated as well. And I have Jason's cell phone number. It's 308-764-7090.
Yeah, there's just tons of, and that's one thing in a disaster. You find out who really cares, and everyone cares. Everyone is concerned, and I'm sure you're finding, too, you really find out what kind of community you live in. And that people, you know, that live in town care about the people. They know the vital importance of people that live on the land, as they say, and they produce mm-hmm. good things for us, crops and livestock for us. And sometimes it takes a disaster to bring that out. I think you generally feel that, but these type of things, these unprecedented type of events, really let you know that people. Everybody steps up in a time like this and does their part, and you have to feel that love amplified during this time.
Oh, there's so much good in the world, and I think that's what we need to remember, and we're so blessed to live in this part of the country. Rural America has never ceased to impress. In all seriousness, it's just everybody in the community has stepped up. It's been unbelievable to see. There's so many little jobs that need done, and there's always 5 to 10 people waiting to do it, and they're just excited to help. And it's just been the most unifying, wonderful thing to witness.
Sarah, again, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time. Sarah Cover has been our guest today, and we'll continue lifting you, and obviously you know about the Cottonwood Fire down here in Lincoln County. They're getting a handle on it, but they still don't have it put out, and that's just a lot of work, and we need to continue lifting up our firefighters and responders, because they're going to need a a long, long nap after this, aren't they?
Oh, man, yeah, we've been praying for them, too, at the Cottonwood Fire, but just giving these guys a night of sleep would be worth a lot, that's for sure.
Thanks again. Appreciate your time, Sarah, and God bless.
Thanks, Corey. Have a good one.